After clearing the table, Ryan and I stretched out on the sofa. Bertie flopped by the fire. We talked of personal things. Ryan's daughter in Halifax. Lily was dating a guitarist and considering a move to Vancouver. Ryan feared the items were not unrelated. Katie. For her 12th and final semester at the University of Virginia, my daughter was taking pottery, fencing, and a class on the feminine mystique in modern film. Her independent study involved interviewing patrons of pubs. Bertie purred or snored. Charlie squawked and re-squawked a line from Hard-Hearted Hannah. The fire crackled and popped. Ice ticked the windows. After a while, everyone drifted into silence. Ryan reached back and pulled the lamp chain. Amber light danced the familiar shapes in my home. Ryan and I lay molded like tango dancers, my head nestled below his collarbone. He smelled of soap and the logs he'd carried in for the fire. His fingers caressed my hair, my cheek, my neck. I felt content, calm, a million miles from skeletons and shattered skulls. Ryan is built on sinewy rope-like lines, long ones. Eventually, I felt one line grow longer. We left Bertie in charge of the hearth. Chapter 5. Ryan left early the next morning. Something about all-weather radials and balance and a warped rim. I am not a good listener at 7 a.m., nor am I the least bit interested in tires. I am interested in air routing between Charlotte and Montreal. I can recite the entire...